Islamists are moving into Niger. Christians are having to be discreet as they work in Turkmenistan. And the Pakistani Christian girl Rimsha Masih will be back in court. These stories and others just like them on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Niger is in trouble. The country surrounded by the threat of insurgency to the west and terrorism to the south. Christian Aid Mission Africa Director Ray Burnett says the first problem is poverty. The second, she says, the rebels are better resourced.
Billions of dollars are being poured into financing of these groups. So they have resources for guns, for whatever type of strategy they're using to take over.
Niger is asking Nigeria to help them keep Boko Haram out with joint border patrols. However,
Nigeria is not handling Boko Haram in their own country. So it's unlikely that they would be able to keep them in.
The risk for the missionaries they support in Mali, Niger, and Nigeria is increasing all the time. What can you do?
We need to know who is doing the work of the Lord, pray for them, and send them as much help as we can to meet the needs that are in desperate situation with the purpose of taking the gospel to them.
Meanwhile, according to International Christian Concern, police think the Somalia terrorist cell Al-Shabaab is behind recent attacks in Kenya. Attackers lobbed a grenade at a Sunday school class in a Nairobi suburb, killing a 9-year-old boy and injuring 12 kids. Terrorists threaten to continue their attacks until Kenyan troops withdraw from Somalia. Many Christians have left the suburb where the incident took place because Al-Shabaab often targets believers. Pray for protection. This is Mission Network News. While more than 70% of the U.S. population claims to be Christian, the Mission Society says the U.S. is home to many of the least reached. The Mission Society's Stan Self.
Some 40 million people that are living here today are people who were born in another country. That's a situation that just hasn't existed before.
Evangelical Christians aren't going to them. Self says that needs to change.
Build relationships with people, build friendships with people. It's only when we begin to do that do we really create an opportunity where we can begin to introduce the gospel into the conversation.
Want help? Self says
we have some teaching methods and some materials and so forth to help people begin to developing a global outreach plan and to do the very thing that we're talking about locally, nationally, and internationally.
We'll connect you at missionnetworknews.org. Next, earlier this month, Forum 18 News Service reported that police raided the home of an elderly couple in Turkmenistan. They beat the woman's hands until they bled and then dragged her husband into the street.
This sort of thing is intensifying across Turkmenistan and some of the other Central Asian former Soviet republics.
Joel Griffith with Slavic Gospel Association says as persecution rises, they try to keep their work quiet.
We're just trying to be a lot more careful in how we handle information there because we don't want to draw undue attention and possibly put them under more jeopardy.
SGA ministries include church planting, leadership training, and youth ministries. Find out ways to get involved in reaching nations for Christ by visiting missionnetworknews.org. Most importantly, pray.
Just pray for God's hand of protection to be on our brothers and sisters there, that they would be able to have the freedom to worship and share the faith, share the gospel.
And the Muslim cleric who framed Rimsha Masih for blasphemy is out on bail in Pakistan. According to news reports, his accusers recanted their testimony. Now, it won't change Rimsha's case, though. According to her lawyer, her innocence is established. Open Doors reports she's due in juvenile court October 17th for a hearing. This case has opened the dialogue about how the blasphemy laws are being abused. Keep praying for change. This story is in full detail at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. With all the bad news in the Muslim world, have you heard the good news? Moderate Muslims are coming to Christ. As you support Mission Network News, I'll send you a copy of Tom Doyle's new book called Dreams and Visions: Is Jesus Awakening the Muslim World? 23 Miraculous Stories of Muslims Turning to Christ. Get your copy when you click on the Dreams and Visions link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.